What do you think of this craze, people wanting to become vampires? It's romantic on television. It's romantic in the movies. And now people want to be vampires.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. And it, if we go into the vampire legend, because one of the most famous ones we ever had in here in the UK was the one up at Croglin Grange, where Amelia and Cranswell and the brothers were attacked by something that came across the lawn and in through the ground floor bedroom windows. But there is something romantic and strange about vampires. And I think it's the idea, first, of eternal life. The vampire is more or less deathless in the tradition. He is, again, or she, is almost invulnerable, and it's only the silver bullet or the splashing them with holy water or staking them down that will stop the vampire. And so you've got invulnerability, and you've got a kind of immortality. And I think another of the fascinations is this whole idea of what is the secret of life? What is the life essence? And to put that life essence into the blood, to make the blood symbolic of life and power, I think is another part of the romance. And then the vampire almost crosses over into the realm of the incubus and the succubus, the male and female sex demons, so that the beautiful female vampire, although the guy knows he's going to his death, she is irresistibly attractive. And the same with the handsome male vampire. He is almost irresistibly attractive to the opposite sex as well. So you have the idea of immortality, you have the idea of very mysterious sexual attraction like the incubus and succubus demons, and then you have this, the mystery of blood, which is always in all the Freudian and psychological analyses, blood is symbolic of so many things, that it does... I think there are reasons why vampirism is attractive. And yet, of course, I think maybe from us as responsible broadcasters, we just need to make the point that there are so many infections which are carried in the blood that it is not a practice that I would advocate. And it's like doing the, hey, don't try this at home. You know, we do the health warning.
Well, they go to their dentists now and they get those fangs put in.
Yeah, it is. There was a very good horror story years ago. Could have been someone like Theodore Sturgeon. It was one of these, what I call the comic horror writers who did it so well. But it concerned the vampire who went to the dentist, and the dentist popped his mirror, little dental mirror, into the vampire's mouth. And because vampires in the tradition have no reflection.
Right, right.
So the dentist realized he'd got a vampire sitting in the chair. And before the vampire could attack him, he popped a silver drill bit into the drill and slipped while he was drilling. And of course, poisoned the vampire. And when his nurse came in with a brush and dustbin, he was just brushing a little dust out of the dental chair and saying, can you get rid of that, nurse?
I love it. Are you still still looking at UFO cases out there in Britain?
Oh, yes. Yes, we're still looking at all sorts of strange. I'll give you a couple of pretty weird things. Up in Aberdeenshire, there's a St. Makar's Cathedral, and we got a story from there from a witness who had apparently seen what he described as three strange purple fingers like claws with long black nails, and they'd been coming round the cathedral door. And at that point, the witness decided to travel fast in the other direction.
Yeah.
And there's another one up from Angus, Arbroath. And there are a number of stories in the area of water demons, things which are sometimes referred to as kelpies. And this one is believed to lurk, even though it's on dry land now, to lurk under the foundations of St. Vigian's Church there in Arbroath, because the church was built over water, in which this evil kelpie from medieval times and earlier had had its lair. And it seems to be, so the legend goes, and so some of the local authorities on it, it's as if it's trying to get out, to recover its former home, where the pool that it once lived in was dried up, and in order to build the church. There's another strange legend. You know the great Robbie Burns, our Scots poet? He wrote a legend of Tam O'Shanter, who, in the Burns legend, had escaped from witches by galloping away at speed on his horse. They almost caught him. The horse lost its tail, but Tam and the rest of the horse got to safety. And there's a place up there in Ayrshire known as the It Alloway, called the Old Kirk, which is, you know, Scots for the Old Church. And there are many reports of strange evil presences there, including an evil entity in the form of a dark mist, and it makes sinister sounds, almost as if a huge empty barrel is being rolled down the road. And at Dundonald Castle, not far away, there are other accounts of a demonic entity who is described as being 10 feet tall and having glowing red eyes. So these are just a few of the tales.
That's pretty big. Why not? 10 feet?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty big. You'd want a really big silver bullet. I think you'd need a silver howitzer to drop in, never mind a bullet.